Chapter 4. Life with the Ojibwe. Soon, winter came. It was terribly cold, and the snow was very deep. I dressed warmly and learned very quickly how to walk with my snowshoes. George, Alex, and I worked as trappers in the winter. In the beginning, I needed help to make my traps and put them in place. But I gradually became very good at it. We caught many animals in our traps, including foxes, lynxes, and beavers. We sold the fur to traders, and finally, I had some money. I bought some new clothes and my own equipment. In the spring, I went with Bill and his brothers to Lake Temagami. Bill, Alex, and George were going to work there as nature guides for tourists. I stayed at a small hotel near the lake.
"You haven't got enough experience in the wilderness to be a nature guide," the hotel owner said to me. "But I need a man to repair things around the hotel. I'll be happy to employ you for the summer."
I decided to accept the job. I didn't mind the work. The hotel guests were friendly, and the weather was good. But best of all, I finally met Indians. In the middle of Lake Temagami was Bear Island. Every summer, about 100 Ojibwe Indians lived on this island. In my free time, I paddled a canoe to the island and visited them. The Ojibwe were very friendly to me. Most of them didn't speak English, and I, of course, didn't know the Ojibwe language. At first, we used our hands to communicate. Then, I began to learn the Ojibwe language. I bought a notebook and wrote the new Ojibwe words in it. Some of the words were incredibly long and difficult to pronounce. For example, the Ojibwe name for coffee is Makade Mashki Kiwabu. It means black medicine water. Soon, I became friends with many of the men, and at the end of the summer, I went to live with the Ojibwe. One of the men taught me how to fish with nets. Another man showed me how to make the Ojibwe animal traps. The elders taught me how to live in peace with nature.
"Always remember to take only the essential things from nature," Ned White Bear, one of the elders, told me. Old Misabi, another elder, educated me on some of the Ojibwe customs and beliefs. "We believe everything in the forest and the water has got a spirit," he explained. "Every rock, fish, animal, plant, and tree has got a soul. And we've got a special custom. We kill an animal, and then we perform a ceremony to honor its brave spirit." Old Misabi's explanations were fascinating, and I wrote about them in my notebook. He told me about another interesting custom. "The Ojibwe sometimes fish at night," he said. "They carry torches of fire in their canoes. This helps them to find their way, and it encourages the fish to come near the surface of the water."
"That's very clever," I replied. One day, an Ojibwe elder called John Egwuna said, "We'll give you an Ojibwe name. We'll call you Kohomsi, little owl, because you sit, look at, and listen to everything, just like an owl." It was an honor to get my first Indian name, and I was very happy. The following winter, I went with John and the other Ojibwe to their winter home, far from the island. I worked with them as a trapper, and then returned to Bear Island in the summer to work at the hotel again. Occasionally I met Bill and his brothers, and we kept in contact. I never forgot Bill's help and the education he gave me. After 3 years with the Ojibwe, I felt I needed a change. "It's time for me to leave," I explained to my friends one day. "I want to explore other parts of Ontario in the winter, and I want to spend time in the forest in the summer."
"Goodbye, Kohomsi," they said. "We'll miss you."
I paddled my canoe from Bear Island to the shore of the lake. On the way, I thought, what will happen next?